Tenzo,
do not engage in unwholesome action. The action which has negative effect. Which results suffering to oneself, and which cause unhappiness, problems to others. Not only causing problem, but engaging, also causing others to engage in it, karma. Engage in perfect wholesome action, and that which result only peace and happiness, result happiness to oneself, and result happiness towards others. Subdue one's mind, this is the teaching of the Buddha. So the solution. The essential method that to not get engaged in unwholesome action and to engage in perfect wholesome action. The way to do is by subduing the mind, by taking one's mind, look after oneself, taking care of one's mind. say that, so often I say, when you are practicing Dharma in the daily life, that time you are taking care of yourself. When you are not practicing Dharma, then that means your attitude is non-virtue, become non-virtue. And your actions, whatever you're doing, even praying or meditating, whatever activity you're doing, not only doing job, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, all those activities, but even doing prayer, doing meditation or charity to others, however, once your mind attitude is not Dharma, then that means non-virtue, then all your actions become non-virtue. The result is suffering. So that all the sense enjoyments and everything become a cause of suffering. A donation to say all the need karmas already collected so much every day and with the Buddhist mind. And from birth, not from beginning, it's rebirth. So it's eating more donation that it's need karma, you see. donating more sufferings. Like that. When you are practicing Dharma, that time you are looking after yourself. You are protecting your mind. How do you look after yourself? How do you take care of yourself? By protecting your mind. You see? So, then if you protect your mind, which means, you see, protect away from self-cherishing thought, protect away from anger, protect away from painful mind desire, protect away the jealous mind, pride, sorry, but this is poisonous mind. So, so when you do that, how to protect you from the self-cherishing thought, you see, self-cherishing thought, which, brings so much a problem, which brings all the depression, loneliness, all the all the mental and physical sufferings, which cause all the problems. Which engages even harm to killing other human beings, even cause that, and even war. You see, when it becomes bigger, then it's war. You see, when there are many people involved, so like that. And you have influence, and then you can kill many millions of people in this world. So many millions of people, like historically happened many times. So, so the selfish mind, you see. Thank you. including day-to-day life unhappiness or these problems, so that to oneself and causing problems to others, making others unhappy, disturbing others. So all that in order to seek happiness for oneself, you know, the whole point is to seek happiness for oneself, so disturb others, you know. Not being care, not being caring others, you know, others' happiness, others' needs. They don't want to be attitude, only seeking happiness for oneself. So that, so that's why the selfish person, doesn't get along, in the family. All the families I can become against to that person, you know. Unhappy with that person, even in the family and the office, you know, don't get along with the even in the office. Whether the person lives in the west or he lives in the east or you know, in the city or on the mountain or wherever, it doesn't get along. How many friends you're able to find? You know, how many friends one is able to find? Make new friends, but doesn't last. And sooner or later, even after 1 hour, even the same day, or even after 1 hour, become enemy. Because the way you speak or the way you behave, even the same day, so become enemy. So even you want a friend, even you want so many friends, you know, everybody, you want everybody to become your friend, but because you have a selfish mind, then there's unskillfulness in the way of speaking, conducting, and all this. So so there's unkind actions. So then it upsets others, so that the friend become you make the friend to become enemy. You see, your attitude made the friend, selfish mind made the friend, you know, to become enemy to oneself, you see, to get angry and upset and you know, against you. So like that. Relationship is what is a companion or a friend, whatever, doesn't last. So, so you don't succeed even the happiness of this life with selfish mind. Difficult to find friends, even though you find. Then sooner or later, your attitude makes them to become friends, to become enemies, you see. Sort of that, and so makes enemy. More selfish mind, there is a more enemy everywhere, wherever one goes. Then all the neighbors become enemy, and, you know, at home, enemy, neighbors, you know, where one lives, and the people in the house, enemy, then also neighbors, enemy, you see. And that person is so easy to get upset. You know, more selfish, it is unbelievably easy to get upset and get angry, and so easy to get angry, and very strong anger. Because there's also strong self-checking, stronger desire. Then because of that stronger, when things doesn't happen, then a stronger anger, and very easy to rise. So negative emotional thoughts, so easy to rise. You know, jealous mind, all this stuff, you know, all the negative stuff, you know, the negative emotional thoughts, so easy to rise. So the person has no peace constantly, you know, can't find peace. Then it's just full of story, you see. This person is doing this to me, that person, you know, saying this way to me, you know, this person behaving with this, that person, you know, full of story, you know, full of stories. You know, everywhere you go, this person doing this, that person doing this, the children's doing this, you know. Then all the animals also don't like to that person. The cats and dogs also don't like that person. I don't know about the horses. Anyway, even animals, they don't like that person. That's the feeling. It's very strange. I just remembered this one. So. At Kapan Monastery, that time monastery wasn't built, very old time. So, we were, Lama and myself, we were staying with the very first, student, the princess, her name is Princess Zina Terezhevsky. Name looks, yeah, name has a sound very big name. Anyway. So, because her father was a king, Russia, there was a revolution happened. Then, happened in Russia. Then I think they left Russia, lived in France. And then I think maybe she was born in France, I think, my guess. So then the last part of her life lived in America, in marriage. The first husband, Konrad Rux. One old person. Then the second person, I don't know, she married or not, but wait, not husband. Second, I don't know her name. Yeah, his name. I remember his name. So then she lived in Greece, all over the world, I think. You know, I'm not sure. Became even bigger. I'm not sure what exactly, but I think, you know, all kinds of different lives she lived across the world, and she had all the experience of life. I think it saved the enlightenment. So, except the realization part, you know. All the, so whatever experience in the life of this world, I think she's gone through, see. So anyway, so... So anyway, not to expand the story. So we were staying this on the Kapan. The Kapan is named, I think, the village, you see, the area. So there's a hill, and then there's a building, old building, I think, British style, you know, British architecture style building. That was built by the king, previous king. not the one who was killed, but even before, his father killed for his guru or his the astrology that they do, astrology, I guess king's activities or life. So this house was built by the previous Nepalese king, one before, I think the father of the son the king killed, you see. So after we moved there, so we stand there. So I had I had one dog called Dolma. Dolma, Simitara, Tabin Dolma. That was my mother's present. Was one of us, one from the mainland China to Tibet, you see. Coming sent to Tibet. Then, after, it was already 9 years ago, I was a long time in Tibet. No, sorry, not 9 years, 9 months ago. So, then, Then after 9 months, I escaped from a place called Parkridge, and this is where central business, where I lived 3 years and did push almost every day. Each year there's one or two break, day break. Otherwise, puja every day. Tomorrow this family, next day that family, next day that family, next day that family. It's all fixed up. Sometimes extra pujas. Sometimes extra pujas. the benefactors. So my teacher, who took care of me in Tibet, whom I met there and who took care of me in Tibet, he's a senior monk from the Tomo Geshe's monastery, one great, whose past life was very great yogi. That Lama Govinda, a German professor who went to Tibet and met Tomo Geshe, which is this great yogi. And I don't know how much teaching he received. I mean, at least he knew Tibet, I'm not sure how it was. But at least they communicate telepathically, you see, without a translator, you know. So, so anyway, I don't want to hear a translator. Not. So anyway, so he met the great yogi, Tomo Geshe Rinpoche. So then, so he wrote these two books, We Have the Word Cloud, and the one is what? Another book called Science and Buddhism. Science and Buddhism, something like that. Yeah, two books. So that, so during the 1960s, the 70s, I think, when the explosion of LSDs, Buddha grass, and so on. So, when all these things exploded, discovered and exploded, you know, by the young people in the West. So that was one book that some people come up with that book, so they see that book, and then they find very interesting, and just, you know, very interesting, then they come to India, Nepal, to look for guru, or to look for new life, spiritual path. So that, so, so, Zina, this Russian, you know, this first student, so, she saw this book, Where the Water Cloud. So they talked about Tomo Geshe Rinpoche. So then, was inspired her. Then she came to look for guru. She said, Darjeeling. There's two monasteries belong to Tomo Geshe Rinpoche. One is old one, one is new one. Gum. This is one town called Gum with a train station. So an old one that, I think that. Offered by the Indian government or something. So then there's a new one built under the road, which goes down Darjeeling, the town. So built by one private, one benefactor. So she came to look for Tomo Geshe Rinpoche, but of course, you know, the monastery, to look for guru. Of course, Tomo Geshe Rinpoche wasn't there. I think that time, I think, I don't know, maybe Tibet or maybe India. Maybe Delhi or Kalimpong, or I think, no, maybe in Tibet, probably. I think hasn't come out yet. And maybe in prison. So anyway, then one monk, you see, misunderstood one monk there, monastery. he thought that she's my friend, you know, our friend. So then the monk brought her in our room. We were staying in a small room, belonged to my teacher, who took me in his room, Lama Namasa. So then the monk brought her. He opened the door and said, "Oh, this is, I think, your friend. It's your friend." So then she, a lady came with lots of, say, what do you call, blonde hair or the, you know, or, and then the sweater, this Tibetan sweater from the bus station, does it, the service, yeah. And then something else. Okay. Then she asked some questions, and so then my teacher who took care of me brought a big kettle of Tibetan tea and a big mug. The monks were drinking Tibetan tea, a big mug. It filled, totally, completely filled with Tibetan tea. And then he drank. She drank completely, I think, that day. But since from that, I never saw her drinking Tibetan tea. I don't know what impression she got. It. So I think many people first Tibetan tea, you know, if it's a bad one, I think they never drink the Tibetan tea in the life. But they think all the Tibetan tea is same, you see. So I think, anyway, just doesn't matter, it's with Tibetan tea anyway. And then Nepal, so stop that story, and then Nepal. In Nepal, so we were staying together. English, say, British, people, the house. Architectural, see, the house. So there was sometimes, of course, there was, some unhappiness, you know, sometimes, see. So somehow the dog. Yeah. This was a present to me from my mother the first time I met, since I left for Tibet. So she heard, she checked, she was so worried what would happen to me in Tibet. So she was thinking to send three people to look for me in Tibet. So anyway, when I escaped to Bhutan, to Baksa, and then she heard I was there, then she said, if I drink just water, I'm very happy. So that's what I heard through, I think, people message. So then when we arrived, we were supposed to go to the idea is supposed to go to Sri Lanka to start Mahayana Center. That was the idea that we went to see His Holiness and in the interview. That's my first interview and Lama's advice. Then I went to religious office. Then the head of the religious office gave advice. I think he gave advice. Tato Tudumachi. I don't know how to say. I can't translate the expression, but what it means is you don't teach others without yourself practicing experience. I think probably what it meant. So anyway, but that didn't work out. I think if it did go, I'm not sure what could happen. So anyway, I don't think Sangha's men are like. You see that. So she waited for one year after we met. After 9 months stayed together at Darjeeling at translators. Few things went with my, you know, so two words, you know, what questions and then lamas, the answer. So 9 months then. So then she went to Sri Lanka. She lived there, waited for 1 year, and kept correspondence. Then she came to Calcutta. We went to Calcutta. It was my first time going to Calcutta. I must have been also lama. So met there. Then then came Delhi. Then went to Amsala. So that time the India and the Russia there was no good relationship. So she's from Russia, you know, she has a Russian name. So she's not a spy. But the way she behaved, you know, when she walks and how she behaved, you know, look like very intelligent, you know. Looking kind of, people may suspect we're actually a spy, but the way she can be, but she's not a spy at all. so then, request recently to, she wants to be a nun. not nun Rudy, not nun Rudy, Indian. I'm joking, yeah. Nun. The sound sang. Anyway, so his students didn't have time, so he didn't ask. His students suggested, let the Rinpoche, one of the Sinner Lama there, after his students, one of the Sinner Lama, Dhamsala. So Rinpoche came to Tushita. That time, Tushita is it's extremely blessed place. because his son Tishan Rinpoche or Rudguru lived there. They lived in Heruka, lived there for 7 years, so it's an extremely blessed place. house belonged to the family called Naroba. The family has titled Naroba because their family lineage from Naroba, in the great Yogi Naroba. Sarah, the Loba Naroba, the one. So the family generation from that. From the, so anyway, his own son, which has all removed Lord Damsara. So that place became like a haunted house. Like a haunted, you know, haunted house. Haunted. So it's full of mouse and, you know, haunted house. So that. So. She was ordained there. So while she was taking ordination there, which I think there may be Geshe-Rab Rinpoche, I think there might be Geshe-Rab Rinpoche as well. But so anyway, other senior Geshe-Rab or lamas. So while she was receiving ordination, then the head of the spy, the top head of the spy from Delhi, who is a master like this. So his name is Tsering or something like that. So usually he stands at the train when you arrive, and he's just right there. Anyway, he's walking down below the Tushita, you see, back and forth, waiting all the hours. But there are six people who always follow with car and motorcycle, see, wherever we go, and the people follow. Also in the train, same compartment, in the same compartment, everyone is there, like that, from Calcutta. But they change from, you know, from there, then they change. Anyway, that's I talk. So Kapan, so of course this sometimes say some unpleasant sometimes say. So the dog, you know, not coming to that, I'm coming back to the story. coming back to the story. So the dog Hassab, so say Dorma. Very good dog. So when there's something unhappiness, you know, the dog, I think, feels. So the dog, you know, when she comes, when she enters the room, and she comes, then the dog is sitting on my bed, you see. The dog, I think the dog feels, you know, the mind. So I think the dog barks, even though she lives there. Even though she lives there, you know, every day, I mean, one of the person living there, but the dog, you know, the bark. That's very unusual to do that. It's not an unknown person, you see. So anyway, so even the, you know, animals also, you know, do not like, see, the, I just remember the story, but anyway, generally, you know, like that. So everything started from her, that you see, doing courses at Kapan, you know, that is that from her. So one time we were, so the connection with the Lama Master, the connection with the, Western students, was people. So that started with the ha. The drilling, and then Nepal, Kapan. So how it happened coming to Kapan, coming to Nepal was, so in the government didn't give us visa to go to Sri Lanka. So then, so there was a Lama's, idea. So Lama said, maybe for the time being we go to Nepal. So because I was born there. So so that was the year. That was the year. There are 12 animals in each year's name. So that's the bird year. So that's the special. That's the special year. Bird year is the special year to make pilgrimage in Nepal. So usually people come all over the... when I in the mountains, all over they come to make pilgrimage in Nepal, so Kathmandu, like that. So, one partially because that was the time. So, then all my families, they heard, you know, I was there, and they all come down, everybody come down. So, this was a, they were extremely happy to meet him there. So, there was a, this dog was a present to me. I never, this dog, so unbelievable by the behavior there. I never saw her. I never saw, for 7 years, I never saw where she's making caca, you know, where we don't have any special prepared anything, you see. So I never saw for 7 years she made pee-pee caca. So only after 7 years, you know, just outside here. So she had, even the food, it's like a person, see. Even the food, she doesn't immediately eat. You know, she just wait a little bit, like praying, you know. like doing meditation. So she doesn't immediately grab. So whatever food, she just wait a little bit, then eat. So later there was other big dogs, neighbors, the in Bauta, or the other dogs, they bite, you know, the, so that then she passed away. when I come near her, then she stopped screaming. But on the dead, then she screamed. I think from past, some very strong, I think, connection, you see. So anyway, so the whole you know, the meditation courses started from her, started by her. The meditation courses, you know, she came from her request. So up to now, so we were Buddhaya one time receiving the commentary of Yaman Dhapa, Ling Rinpoche, Isan the Lama, the elder Trudeau. So that time there was one Japanese monk called Zengo, came from Scotland, Lama Tungpa's the monastery, the center. So, then this Zengo, this monk, was, I think did let Manchukuru Buddhaya. So then, she's asked Dalits whether there's any high lamas go to see them. So because of her, then we had chance to meet Sena Kamapa, I think maybe a few times. And Kamapa Kalu Rinpoche, the one called Chata Rinpoche, those lamas who lived in Darjeeling. Many lamas were able to meet because of her, you know, translating for her, things like that. And sometimes Lama help her to make a Dharma question, you know, what question to ask. Then she asked the Lama, she like that. So anyway, met Zengo, and then we went to the place where he was leading the course, not attending the public course. So went there, and then there was Rosa and his mother was there also. So together, Olivia. I think there were a few other people, I think. So Zengo led meditation half hour, I think. And then Lama and Master were there. So anyway, at the end of the meditation, from my own side, I don't know what Lama, probably maybe different, you know, very high level of understanding way of seeing things. So I think, so my ordinary mind, you know, I thought, at the end I thought, that doesn't make any differences. The meditation that he led and having deep sleep. Having deep sleep and the meditation he led, I didn't, what came into my mind was no differences. But I'm sure Lama's case will be totally something else, you know. You see, so anyway, then Zina, she went asked to lead course, medicine course. So she asked Lama a few times. Lama didn't accept. So she, I was very eager to do. I think must be, I think, so I'm not sure what the motive is. So anyway, then Lama said, then she asked me to do. So I asked Lama. So Lama says, okay, if you think, you know, beneficial, you can do or something. That I don't remember exactly, but so I accepted it. So we did Kapan. After we came from Buddhaya, we did the course. So I think it was 5 days. 5 days or 3 days, I'm not sure. Yeah. So there was 2 pages for the course people, you see. Oh, say, one line on the perfect image of birth, you know, 1 or 2 lines, something like that. Then for the hell, there's more like, the largest, the most number of the line, I think maybe 7 or 8 lines on the hell. And so that's the largest, that's the biggest explanation there. Then after that, karma. Refuge karma, you know, 1 line, something like that. So just stop there. So I think maybe any, there was one nun, American nun. No, I haven't met for a long time. So many. She helped, and I think maybe Anila Ann. I'm not sure. So anyway, this was Mitchell for the calls. So then the from Buddha, you know, Zengo came, and some people came, you know, to the Kapan, you see. Those who have met there came to join the course. And Zengo came in the last day, night. So the so one day was bodhicitta, on the last night, last day, night, to talk on bodhicitta. So, I don't know how many people were there. So they said they liked so much. And also Zina was there. That's the only course. That's the only course that she was there. The very first course. So then, then after when I was having dinner with the Lama, so she brought the dinner, and she was so astonished. She was so surprised that I can talk this, they give teaching. She was totally surprised. So anyway, so that's the first thing. That from there, then second course started, third then like that. After now, then there was two big calls. One month course, two times was done. Come on. Then when Lama Master was start travel to Australia, the West, America, and I think the first Western countries are Australia. So they went with the Diamond Valley course. So then didn't have enough time to do this. The big course, 1 month is two times, didn't have time. So then up to now, one time. So other times there are many courses, short courses, led by this very good nun, Sweden nun, you see, Karen. she lives there, doesn't have him, doesn't go around the world, and practice well, and have been leading courses for so many years. So in 1 year, so many courses led. So she has a great experiences. So one time I was doing preparation for initiation. So she was leading the meditation, animal sufferings, health sufferings, you see. So the people, so I was healing. So I thought, even in Geshe, I mean, not all Geshe, but you see, even Geshe, anybody been Geshe, not this, you see, I thought even Geshe, you see, wouldn't be able to lead the way she explained the lower realm sufferings. I thought that, you know, be able to do. But I mean, because not all Geshe, I'm just saying generally, you know, because that's, I mean, you know, that's, that's, you know, as a enlightened being, I mean, the great Buddhist, I mean, there's different types of ceremony, who has, like Lama, you know, Lama has all the skills, you see, to present, to fit it, others' mind. So, yeah, so it's been extremely beneficial, all those courses. Then the Lama the abbot, resident as a teacher of the abbot of the monastery, and there are many geshe there. So the, and there was also Geshe Lama Gunso, was a great, unbelievable, great, highly achieved, highly attentive yogi, you see, which we are not aware when we were living together. We're not aware there was a great yogi. Only find out how he practiced Dharma. Unbelievable, like Buddha did 6 years, the ashtray's life, like Milarepa, he did exactly the same. So he never tells us. During his life, he never tells us he lived life, you know, the like Milarepa, ashtray's life. See, we know that he has he practiced and the realization, I mean the emptiness or the bodhicitta, you know, total cessation, sentient beings, say, you know, compassion to others, these things, these basic things, from his talk, the way he behaved, from his talk, some stories, when he, in Zoom, the high mountain, when he was many years of retreat, you know, some stories, but he never tell us the actual story. I only found out later after he passed away. So, really unbelievable. So the recent time, I was supposed to go there when the nunnery, the monastery, you see, all the building built, the temple built, the stupas built, everything finished. Then go there to consecrate. there was a plan, but then one elderly lady, a benefactor, said, one elderly lady from Malaysia came, and of the mother pack. So very kind, really. So she was there to join the enthronement of the Geshe Lama Gojo's incarnation. So she, because I think their project is run out of money, and I think she wanted to help, you know, I think $100,000 with you there to develop this there. But she wanted to see with her eyes. She says, I want to see and I want to smell. So then she wanted me to come. So she hired the big Russian airplane, the helicopter. To go there. So, so went there. So suddenly happened to go in there. So that place, unbelievable. Still stayed pure, see? No corruption. The culture, still same ancient culture in there. It's a very amazing place there. So very close to Tibet. Snow mountains and rock. So there has been only two Western people came in the past. It's a restricted area there. And the British government doesn't give visa to go there. So when they say only two people came in the past. So we landed there. Then the nuns all. In the early morning, they all come out, rushed, you know, in procession inside the temple. but it was very blessed nunnery. But the monastery is quite far, didn't have enough time, because you have to come back the same day. So then they offered mandala, you know, give it some talk. Then we went to Mill River Cave. Then you go up a little bit, so Rocky Mountain like this. So you go up a little bit from there, you know. Out in this Mill River Cave. This is a cave where you know, Mill River is a naked body. So the sister feeling so shy, Mill River sister, you know, where she offered big roll of woolen. It's a cloth. Then where Mila Rebbe cut pieces and then put on here, toes and organs, pieces. He made pieces like that. So that you see from the story. So that's the cave. So then you go slow above. You go above. Then there's Geshe Lama Gojo's cave. There's no road. So near the cliffs, you know. And I used to, besides two legs and then this, with two hands, crawl under that, the thorn bushes. So if you fell down, then you see, there's a big trouble, you see. So what he did was, so he cut relationship with people, you know, from town, you see, to people to not come to disturb his mental. So he lived there, you see, without need food, without need to make food. I think he lived on, taking the essence, wind, whether. I'm not sure. Anyway, seems he didn't know food, but I think he already practiced this, you know, living on the pill, you know, to, taking the essence, and there's few. You can do the stone, living on the stone, you see, there. You do mental practice and then and the water, collection of the water, different water, without need food, without need to go to look for food. So he has achieved that already. So I think so it's cut. No, see, nobody knows that he's there for so many years. And then some people came looking up the animal, they came up, then they saw where long hair like this, you know. But then they didn't know who he is, so the two stones. And then he left that. Then the person went down. Then after a few days, they come 16 people, strong people, to throw, you know, to throw out, you see. So then that person went even very much higher, huge Rocky Mountain. Oh, huge, even higher than some. Then he come down under one tree, without in the house, he did meditation, did practice for 2 years without any shelter under one tree. So that tree was shown to me, but in the helicopter by Denji Sopa, Lucy brother, you see, Denji Sopa. He was showing me, but windows down blue, so I couldn't see it, you know, it bent, so couldn't see the trees. He was saying, oh, there, but he can see, but I cannot see. Was, the window is down blue, you see, way down. So like that, you see. Then you see, Krishna Gonjo was naked, you know, that time. You know, in the village, he almost no clothes, you see. You know, I'm sure there's some cover down there for sure. But so naked. So what happened was the villagers, they threw dust on him, you know, because they didn't understand. They didn't understand, you see. They don't know, they think, you know, great person, no idea. So it was some poorest person in the area, see. Not in their clothing. So then one family couple, you see, from under their bed, you know, on top of their sleep, see, under the bed, they took dust, then throw all the Shlama Gonjo, dust from the house and the under the bed. So now the brother of this man who did that is now caretaker. He's the caretaker of the Kabun Monastery now. So Shlama Gonjo, I heard he often tells when you see the brother, you know, oh, you're the one who did this. So he said, this is a little bit inauspicious, you know, bad luck for him. So Zakla Milarepa. Exactly, I mean, he lived for so many years there. I mean, he never liked these stories, you know? Amazing. This is a complete sacrifice of life to Dharma. So, of course, if you do it that much, of course you reach realization, no question. You know, the not just Lamrim, but also the Tantra path. So we didn't know that he has very high achievement, complete Tantra path, we have no idea. You know, that he has some experience with Lamrim, yes, but no idea, but only after. So, when his holy body was cremated, unbelievable, all sorts of different Shiva relics came out, you know. And then with the five colored relics came out. So the news went out, you see. So then the head lama of Inna, Penner Rinpoche from South India, was giving teaching about the Nyingma Monastery. So he heard, and then he told his students, you know, the teaching, that told that these five different color religions that Geshe Lama Gonjo has achieved, the five wisdom of the Buddha, The wisdom of accomplishment and the mirror of wisdom. Factors of wisdom. So, far wisdom of Buddha, that is a sign that he has achieved. So also, also I met a Lama, very high Lama from Tibet, when his son Dalai Lama was giving the 50 Dalai Lamas, 50 Dalai Lamas for many deities and received initiation. Pema Samoa as a one man, one then, many deities. So that's lineage of initiation. So some time ago, as soon as get down, Sara, so as soon as I said, maybe this could be the first time get this initiation, after the Dalai Lama received, maybe, I'm not sure, gave up, but this might be the first time giving to, giving to others. So during this time, there was one High Lama from came from Kham. So we had a talk with him. I talked with him about this Lama Kunso. I think he heard. So he told me that in the Kagyu text, there's a whole explanation, whole path, the explanation of how you get this, you know, in the body is the five different kind of relics. So so I asked him the text, but I didn't get. So anyway, so in this place, Zoom, is it Zoom? It's called Zoom. Once you arrive there, it's only the Dharma. This place is nothing else, just for the Dharma. So the women, you know, they join, they sing song, you know, welcome, and the very ancient tradition, you see. Very sweet, very nice, very sweet song. So for welcome. So then someone said when they are happy, very happy, then they do this. The men sing, then women sing. So they take a turns like that for welcome. You know, also you're going to leave, also they sing. So I did a little bit of talk in the cave because I received a little bit of initiation from His Dalai Lama's guru, His Honor's Seven Chanchen Rinpoche, who is Marpa's son, Dhammatudhi, you see, incarnation of Marpa's son. So I received a Milarepa initiation in the presence of the Milarepa statue that was in Kathmandu, in one monastery, Padiling. That historical statue, that even in Tibet, the government, every year send offerings to the statue. There's many historical statues. So then the government, you know, offer paint gold or the offering. So inside the statue, when Rechungpa, Milarepa's heart disciple, Rechungpa was given Dorje Pamo initiation. So there's a mandala, Trinasri mandala, that he used during the initiation. So actual wisdom was received, and this mandala jumped. So it's inside as a relic. So it said, the monk said, that at the heart of this Milarepa statue, there's a heat there. We didn't check, but this story. So in the person of this statue received the initiation. So there's a talk. That's why I did talk offering there. Come down to this offering there, so that then had meal after coming down, then left. It was in the afternoon, but we were supposed to be there only 1 hour. Then fly, I think, but then the pilot also came with us. Then I think he must I think must have enjoyed it, so I think so it was several hours. So anyway, okay, that's it. So okay, that's the side of talk there. So Dishlamakul is really hidden yogi. You know, he never tell us, even we live together, you know, all this. Only you go there, then you really, you know, amazing, just total surprise. That, so about Kapan course. So how I got courage to do Kapan, to do course, was by the kindness of this, of course, no question about Lama Ishe. But this great Lama that happened in Tibet, great Pandit, who was like sunshine in Tibet, you see, benefited so many teachings, Buddha. He wrote many, many teachings, Sudan Kanga, Gachin Ishi Gyaltsen. He is the founder of the monastery in Tibet, but near Nepal, Jitong. This monastery's great example of living Vinaya, great example. It's one of the pure, very purest monastery. So so there's a Lamrim. So when we arrived in Nepal, there was only one Gelugpa monastery at the stupa. So built by Mongolian Lama. So we stayed there, I think 9 months or something. And then moved to, with Zina, moved to one building that belonged to Chine Lama's son. Chine Lama is a married Lama called Chine Lama. I don't know what Chinese not, but he is the caretaker of the Bauta stupa, this great stupa, for so many years. So he has several sons. So this building belonged to his son, called. So we stayed there, I think maybe almost a year or something. So anyway, one day one Sherpa man came, who was called Ang Yima. So Sherpa's name always began Ang, usually. So the Sherpa man said he received initiation from us there. Well, who is supposed to be my past life, I'm not sure. The lay Tantra practitioner, who was a lay, not monk, lay Tantra practitioner. So it was called Lama Ishe. His name was Lama Ishe. He lived in cave, Lhasa cave, for many years. Did retreat, then give initiation to others like that. So the Sherpa man received said his initiations. So anyway, the Sherpa man was a monk. He became a monk at Penchen Rinpoche Monastery in Tibet, Dajit Lumpur, but at the left district. So he's like the guru of the other Sherpas, including my cousin. So people who were selling statues, tangas, you know, business for their living. So 20 or something, he has sort of disciples who make business on selling tangas statues. So he's like the guru for them, the selling tangas statues. So anyway, all of this. So one day he came to see us. So he gave Heruka commentary to Lama. And then since from that, composed by Thakpo Rinpoche, Pahungas root guru. So then, since from that, Lama reached in a completion stage, the highest tantra, the completion stage, so even from that, even from that time. So because I check what Lama's reading, you see, while Lama's out, you know, I check as a spy what Lama's reading. So even from that time, completion stage. So that means in the ordinary people's view, you know, means you see, to that level. So anyway, so he gave me the Lamrim. You know, he gave exactly what I need, you see. I mean, through the Lemrim. This is the largest commentary of Tao Transformation text. Lo Zong Chimo, the great Tao Transformation text, but composed by this great Lama Kashin Shijelsen. So I read this. In Kathmandu, then I go to the mountain, build a monastery there, Lao. I'm supposed to watch the workers. I'm supposed to watch the workers with it, just wasting time talking, I'm supposed to watch the workers. but in the cave, I read their texts, these and other texts. some other texts were how to practice Dharma, what is Dharma, you see, Bhakkadamba, collection of Bhakkadamba, then these texts. So I back and forth, we just came, see, for a few years, spent time reading this Lemrim text. Yeah, Lo Zong, the Tao Transformation text. So this is where my good not realization, but see, should be like that. But unfortunately, with the reading this. So that's what I call courage. Because this man gave this Lemrim text, you see. So anyway, so Solukhumbu went up there. So the workers building the monastery, you see. So only when I go pipi, only when I go out for pipi, so you have to go out. So now look at him during the pipi, not during the pipi, but and I go, then I'll look at them, then they are talking. Not the word talking. And so, but I don't have courage to tell them, to work. So anyway, so evening time, then I pay money for the workers, people, they work, people carry this wood, long board, all this for many miles. Not like straight road, you see. Either you go up, I go down, so everything like this. So brought many days from the forest, There you see from the forest. It's all you climb the rocks. Then you're up, it's difficult. So many people brought so much hardship to build this, you see. Brought on their back, you see. Many miles, you see. And so then in the evening time. I pay money to them. So I find very strange. Doing this because usually people they do process, offer money to me, you see. And then here, and I have to check how many days you do. How many days you do work like that, you see. And then give money, you see. So I have to check. So I find kind of strange. So then because I didn't learn mathematics well in school, so what I did is that I go back to the kitchen after I finish paying money, go back in the kitchen, my sister's making food, so I sit there, then I count from 10 rupees, then you go higher and higher, then I come to the conclusion how much I spent today and how much left. Then I write down, see. So like that. So because I didn't learn mathematics while I was in school. So there's one small bag, small handbag, plaster bag. That one American man from Piskov, you see, in Kathmandu. He came up with me to check. To put a post on the ground and something, I don't know, I've forgotten exactly what it's for. So anyway, he gave this, so at the money under the table, like this table. So so in the inside that. So the money goes down to goes down like this. Not like this. No, that's just exaggerations. So goes down like this, goes down. Then somebody appears. Then give some money. So again, give some money. So like that, So it's done like that. So anyway, so here, one thing to say, how to call, how, the very first student, the Russian lady, Zina, and then the Sherpa man became the Islam test. So this is how the course, the carbon course, is how started from that up to now. And then I guess from that, North courses in the West, you see, like that. So could be Lama's holy activities, or Buddha's activities, you know, I guess there's karma, like this, so then this text, those came. So I think with that. So, say, so start from this Russian, the whole thing start from this Russian, first student, you see, doing course and the connection with the, say, Western people, and that opened up. So up to seventh course, when I was teaching, you know, and after the teaching, when people say, "Oh, fantastic, this and that," you know, in my heart, you see, I don't think it's me. So up to 7 years, my feeling was, you see, a Lama is not me. That's what. Then I think maybe something went wrong. Then that feeling is gone, you see. But after starting from the first course, after seven, you see, in my heart, it was me, not always me, it's Lama. I mean, of course, anything that is correct, anything that benefits others, of course, it's Lama's holy action. No, there's no question. As the Buddha said, any virtuous action, virtuous thought, any correct teachings, I mean, that benefit others, of course, Buddha's action, that means Lama's action, not that. So it becomes story. Today, you know, becomes story. So, story contains courage. Courage to practice Dharma. So I think that to let go and courage to practice Dharma. You see that? So before this story, what I was talking. People who didn't like dogs. No, the other way around. People who doesn't like dogs, that must be very unusual person. or a liberated person. I can be an unusual, but I can be a liberated person. doesn't need to rely on dog. your happiness doesn't have to alarm dog. So they, so that would be I think that would be quite a, I think, a liberated person, a liberated person that meditated. See.